こんにちは、会議通訳者、発音改善コンサルタントの平松理恵です。
This is Jack, an interpreter and translator living in Fukuoka, Japan.
Jack さん、こんにちは。元気ですか？
Hello. I am, thank you. Good to hear from you again.
本当ですね。なんか、また忙しくなったって聞いてて。
Yeah, unfortunately, there's been quite a lot of things going on in Japan at the moment. Obviously, the never-ending coronavirus and then the heavy rains that have been hitting the country. We've definitely been kept busy. The devil makes work for idle thumbs.
Oh, それいい表現ですね。そうですね。
Could throw that one in at the end.
いや、本当本当。確かに。こっちもね、結構雨ですよ。でさ、
Oh, really?
私結構天気の話するじゃないですか、いつも。そしたら、イングリッシュだよねって言われたよ。
Yeah, I think I heard someone, I believe he was a comedian, actually said, and he said, when British people talk about the weather, they never talk about the weather. They're talking about their feelings. And the more I think about it, I think, yeah, you know, we rarely say to someone that we, you know very well, it's, oh, you know, how have you been? How so-and-so, how and so? You usually say, oh, you know, the weather's terrible today, isn't it? And essentially what you're saying is, I've had a pretty crap time recently. Let's talk about something good.
そうかもしれない。でも普通になんだ朝おはようとかって言ってさ、その後とか昼とかでも天気がやだねこうだねって話するもの家でですね、そうそうそう、
yep.
でね、今日はですね、
Every time.
イングリッシュジャーナルで取り上げてたフレーズで、私もすっごく似た経験があるってものすごくこう何、印象強く思ったフレーズがあって、ちょっとこれジャックさんと話したいなと思って、
oh, sure.
ですね。そう、ありがとうございます。
Got my attention.
You had better っていうやつ。でこの7月号、イングリッシュジャーナルの7月号に書いてあった時に、そのシチュエーションが私と全く同じだったんだよね。私はもちろんティーチングアシスタントとしてその場にいたわけではないんだけれども、やっぱりこう学校で英語を教えていらした方からこれが出てきた時にギョッとしたっていう。
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. So, yeah, before we go into it, how would you translate that, for example, into Japanese? If someone come up to you and said, oh, dear, how would you say had better, I had better in Japanese? What does it mean?
今言われたら、一言で言うなら、上から目線の命令だって思うので。
Perfect response. 10 points.
でも日本語にしてくださいって言われたら、なんだろうな、うちね、夫がこれ私に使ったことがあって、それはジョークな感じだったんですけど、どういうシチュエーションだったかって話してもいいですか？
Yeah, sure, please.
で、あとうちの夫はものすごく紅茶が好きなんですよ。もう ever flowing teapot っていう感じなんだけどさ。でそうした時にしょっちゅうこう紅茶を作っていないといけないような雰囲気があるんですよ、うちの中では。まずバックグラウンドとして、その時に、あ、しばらく紅茶私作ってないな、ずっとリチャードが作ってるなと思って、 Would you like a pot of tea? とかって言ったら、 It's about time! とか言われてで時とかそれ以外の時だと You'd better! とか言うんですよみたいな、まあええ加減やってくれないとねみたいな感じかしら。
Now, because when I used to be an English teacher full-time, and part-time, I should say, it seems to be a never-ending story, is in every textbook I've come across in Japan, follows a very prescriptive method. And whenever it comes up, well, no, it never comes up as had better first. It usually starts from the Japanese, nanani shita hou ga ii, and then it's translated as you had better.
Beki de aru, toka?
And it's a mix, and yeah, just exactly as you said, nani nani suru beki or nani nani suru beki, and you've got this mix. And I mean, I'm not a native Japanese speaker, so please tell me if my understanding's wrong. But to me, these seem like very different phrases. One is essentially saying, you know, it's sort of an almost a semi-imperative, and the other one is a suggestion. But I can promise you, when I was in secondary school, which is sort of junior high school, for those listeners in Japan or the States, and if my mother said you had better do your homework, it definitely wasn't a suggestion. It was, you know,
やりなさいよってことですね。宿題しなさいよってことですね。
If you don't, there's going to be consequences. And that is, to me, if...
You'll regret it ってことですね。
Exactly. you know, you had better do something, and you're essentially saying you had better do something because the outcome will be better if you did it. If you don't do it, the outcome won't be better.
You'll be sorry.
Yeah, you'll be sorry. And of course, as you quite rightly said, you could say it in a joking fashion. You know, you can say to someone at work, you know, maybe they're involved in a project and they're not really pulling the weight. But it's a sort of a friendly environment. You say, oh, you better get a move on with that because the boss is coming. And what you're essentially saying is, if you don't do that, the boss is probably going to tear into you. You know, you're going to get told off quite strongly.
You're going to start looking busy.
Yeah. And that, that's a perfect example. You had better look busy. And you might see it. And the first thing that comes into my mind is you, in the old movies when people were trying to escape prison and they've got the spoon and, you know, they're digging away at the cell walls, for example, or in a corner and their guard starts walking towards them doing their rounds and someone will say, oh, you'd better look busy. And of course, that, you know, they throw everything away and they start picking up logs or whatever and running around the prison yard looking like they're actually doing some work. You'd better look busy. Essentially, you know, if you don't, something's going to happen. And it's also on the extreme end, it's almost like a veiled threat. I'm not sure if that if you might want to explain that for the listeners in Japanese. But it's almost, it can be quite sinister sometimes, you know. You'd better do it. 10, 10, 10. Because if you don't, there's going to be trouble. But you never. The other thing as well, I'd just like to add. Sorry, I'm waffling on now. But if someone says you had better do something, there is probably never going to be a second sentence because it's so obvious that if you don't, there's going to be a negative consequence. Whereas a suggestion, you know, it's better you do it, but if you don't, the consequences probably aren't going to be that bad compared to the English nuance.
なんか日本語の何々した方がいいっていうこの時のニュアンスで、その had better 関係なくですけど、あのサジェスチョンなんですよね。
やっぱりこ
う、そうですよね。日本にいる間に博多には行った方がいいよとか、そういう時に you'd better っていうとちょっと怖い。
You'd better go to Hakata because you're not welcome in this city.
なんかね感じが違う意味になってしまうから、そういう時にどう言ったらいいか、なんていうかな。ジャックさんなんていうかな、私だったらパッと思い浮かぶのはそのこの軽い感じで、ああだってせっかく日本にいるんだから博多に行った方がいいんじゃないって。言うんだったら、簡単に言うんだったら、Well, since you're in Japan already, I would suggest you to try, なんだろうな、try visiting Hakata. ダメ?
No, no, I'd say something very similar. I'd say, you know, since you're in the area, or, you know, if someone's coming from abroad, since you're in Japan, I recommend you to visit Hakata, or I recommend you visit Hakata. Or if I were you, I'd visit Hakata.
I were you, あ、いいですね、それも。ね、
it's worth visiting Hakata as well.
そうです。あ、それいいかも。It's worth visiting 博多だと、you もないし、I もないし、主語がないけど、サジェスチョンになってるから、すごく無難じゃないですか。
Yeah, and it's also saying that there's a positive outcome if you go as well. Because you're saying, you know, well, 行ったらちゃんと価値がありますよ。
そうですよね。とか、博多 is definitely worth visiting.
Oh, yeah, great.
Because, みたいなね。いいですよね、そしたら。そういう感じの言い方ですよね。だから、日本語だと、行った方がいいですよって言った時に、じゃあそれをこう英語に置き換えると、主語が you になってしまう。you になると、途端に imperative になるじゃないですか。imperative ってまあすごく命令文っていうの。命令文は避けた方がいいですよね、英語では。できるだけ。
It can be quite a bit of a, how can we say, treading on eggshells if you use it in the wrong way. Because, for example, in government documents, for example, if you, on the British government website, you'll notice there's not zero usage, but very little usage of please when giving instructions. So if you're explaining to someone they need to do something, then you could say, do this, go here, take this, because you want to get the message across in as short a space as possible.But if you say that, for example, in an interpreting situation, and you'd say, oh, okay, what should we do next? Go home. Think about it. okay. Or you could say, oh, well, we've had a great meeting today, but let's, you know, you're bringing yourself into it, but let's all go home, think things over, and then we can come back tomorrow. You know, adding in this another subject or bringing yourself into the situation with we or our or us sort of softens the impact.
確かに。難しいかもしれないですね、最初はね。
Yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to. The other thing as well is if you stick please on an imperative sentence, it becomes a polite request to a certain extent. So if you're ever uncertain, always add please.
Mind your P's and Q's とかって、mm-hmm.
Definitely.
ね、言いますけど、これなんだけど、あ、この次の時にしましょうか。もう時間来ちゃいましたから。このね、あの、Mind your P's and Q's のところで、ちょっと私ね、ジャックさんに聞きたいことが
ある。Of course, sure. I look forward to it.
なんで、次回聞きましょう。Mm-hmm. はい。ちょっと長くなりそうだもん、これ。結構、すごく大事なんですよね。イギリスでは大事でしょう。だって、この P's and Q's。
Yeah. I think every child in England is one of the first things they're taught as soon as they're able to speak and be aware of what they're saying.
やっぱり、mm-hmm. 日本だとあれかな、ご飯食べるときにいただきますっていうのと、mm-hmm. おはようございますのほら、オアシスって聞いたことあります？ジャックさん、
no, but
おはようございます、ありがとうございます、yeah. 失礼しますとかっていう、オアシスって頭文字を取ってあるんだけれども、それってすごく大事ですよみたいな、mm-hmm.これ子供じゃないんだけどね、別にオアシス運動っていうのは別に子供向けじゃないんだけど、でも子供はいただきますと、なんか、なんだろうな、ありがとうって言わないかなとかな。あ、それ英語か。
The other thing I really
like. 絶対にね、いただきますよねってダメなんですよ。そうなんですよ。なんで、はい。じゃあ、次の回で、あの、P's and Q's の話をしたいと思います。
Of course. I look forward to it.
Thanks for tuning in. Yes, very much. Thanks for tuning in. And see you next time. See you next time, Jack.
You too. Take care.